Is there no intercessory prayer? All prayer that is desire is intercessory. But kindling desire loses a part of its purest spirituality if the lips try to express it. It is a truism that we can think more lucidly and profoundly than we can write or speak. The silent intercession and unvoiced imploring is an honest and potent prayer to heal and save. The audible prayer may be offered to be heard of men, though ostensibly to catch God's ear, after the fashion of Baal's prophets, by speaking loud enough to be heard. But when the heart prays and not the lips, no dishonesty or vanity influences the petition. Prophet and apostle have glorified God in secret prayer, and he has rewarded them openly. Prayer can neither change God nor bring his designs into mortal modes, but it can and does change our modes and our false sense of life, love, and truth, uplifting us to him. Such prayer humiliates, purifies, and quickens activity in the direction that is unerring. True prayer is not asking God for love. It is learning to love and to include all mankind in one affection. Prayer is the utilization of the love wherewith he loves us. Prayer begets an awakened desire to be and do good. It makes new and scientific discoveries of God, of his goodness and power. It shows us more clearly than we saw before what we already have and are. And most of all, it shows us what God is. Advancing in this light, we reflect it. And this light reveals the pure mind pictures in silent prayer, even as photography grasps the solar light to portray the face of pleasant thought. What but silent prayer can meet the demand, pray without ceasing? The Apostle James said, "Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, to consume it on your lusts." Because of vanity and self-righteousness, mortals seek and expect to receive a material sense of approval. And they expect also what is impossible, a material and mortal sense of spiritual and immortal truth. It is sometimes wise to hide from dull and base ears the pure pearls of awakened consciousness, lest your pearls be trampled upon. Words may belie desire and pour forth a hypocrite's prayer, but thoughts are our honest conviction. I have no objection to audible prayer of the right kind, but the inaudible is more effectual. I instruct my students to pursue their mental ministrations very sacredly and never to touch the human thought save to issues of truth, never to trespass mentally on individual rights, never to take away the rights, but only the wrongs of mankind. Otherwise, they forfeit their ability to heal in science. Only when sickness, sin, and fear obstruct the harmony of mind and body is it right for one mind to meddle with another mind and control aright the thought struggling for freedom. It is truth and love that cast out fear and heal the sick, and mankind are better because of this. If a change in the religious views of the patient comes with the change to health, our Father has done this. For the human mind and body are made better only by divine influence.